Is Daf Lamed Gimel. So we got to, or we're going to start from six lines down on Lamed Gimel and Aleph. The Gemara quotes some Amar of Acha Bar Yaakov, Shema Amina. We learn from Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. What's Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish's Shita? He's the one who held that if a person, once the person cuts the Kana, so then if there's a trefa, if there's a hole in the Reya, so in the lung, so it's not a problem at all, because once you already cut off the Kana, so the Reya is considered disconnected already and no additional problems are going to be there. But if there's going to be a nekiv in the b'nei me'ayim, in the other parts of the intestines, so that would pose a problem. So the Gemara says, we learn from Shema Mina mid the Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, mizamnin yisrael al b'nei me'ayim, ve'mizamnin ovdei kochavim al b'nei me'ayim. That the Jews were allowed to eat from that which is in the b'nei me'ayim, but we cannot eat from that which is, the goyim rather, cannot eat from that which is b'nei me'ayim. What does that mean exactly? So the Gemara explains, and we'll read in Rashi to make this all clear. My time, what's the difference? Because both we know Ben Noach is Aser and Eber Menachai, just like a Yid is Aser and Eber Menachai. But the definition of that which is dead, where Eber Menachai is no longer Aser, is different for a Yid versus a Goy. What's the difference? My time. Yisrael de b'shchita tal yamilsio. When it comes to us, shchita is what defines an animal that's dead. It's no longer Eber Menachai. In Kevin, Dika Shchita Mal Yasa, once it's a good Shchita, even though the animal might still be moving, it's going to be a good Shchita and you could eat at that point. It's Shtar Yilu. However, Ovdei Kochavim Dibnechira Sagilu, they just need to kill the animal. They don't care how they kill it. Uvimisa Tayamilsa depends on death. Hani Kevin Menachai Dami. That animal that's still moving is still Avram Menachai. Just look at Rashi to make it a little bit clearer. Rashi adds in a key point which the Gemara itself does not mention. So take it from the Rashi Midrash Lakish. Midrash Lakish Damar, it's around 20 lines, narrow lines down in Rashi. Midrash Lakish Damar, Kevin Shenechtach Kana, once the Kana is cut, Havi Reya Kiman Chabadikula, so then the Reya is completely disconnected and it doesn't affect anything. Shema Amina, Ein Mezamnin Ovde Kochavim Al B'nei Ma'ayim, Nishim Reya, Tavi Kimisho Tzu Min HaBehema Ba'oda Mifarchese. So it's because the Reya, it's as if you remove the Reya, the lungs, while the animal is still moving, is still alive. Uve Ovid Kochavim La B'shchita Tale Heter Echila Didei. So who's Karo Shchita at Slav? There's no Heter of Shchita for the Goyim. Ve'ver Menachai Nesel, and it's also to them as well. V'ein Yotze Lahen Midei Ever Menachai Ad Shetamas, has to die. Aval Yisrael Yotze Midei Ever Menachai Adei Shchita. So what's going on here is, after the animal is shechted, so it still is Mefarcheses, it's still moving and shaking. That's considered experiencing a shchita, but it's going to still be considered alive legabe the goyim. So at that stage, it's alive for the goyim, but it's mutter for us. That's the distinction that the Gemara is drawing from the goyim versus the Yisrael.
Isn't there a principle that ein davar she'asur
le... Ah, very good. The Gemara itself is going to ask this very next question. Amar Papa.
Right.
So Amar Papa, very good. Hava yasiv nekame devi acha bar Yaakov. I was sitting in front of Papa, says, sitting in front of acha bar Yaakov, and I heard him say this din. Ubari de emel, I wanted to say, he held back, unlike Ricky, he held back. He wanted to say, though, meikem midi de l'Yisrael shari, ulovi kacham asr, is there such a thing that for the yidin, it's mutter, but for the goyim, it's actually going to be asr? No, we have more chumers than them. They only have 7 mitzvahs, we have 613 mitzvahs. So if it's going to be mutter for us, certainly it should be mutter for them. The lo amr lehu, but I didn't say anything to him. Why? Damino hatay makamar. He said something that made a lot of sense. So this distinction makes sense. But that's what the Gemara says. So look at Tosas to explain a little bit further. Tosas writes echad ove kachavim echad Yisrael. He's quoting the brayse we'll see in a second, but we could ignore the brayse just for a moment. Mashma the time mamishim deleka midid Yisrael shari. I know. Actually, let's come back to Tosas in a second. So that's the first understanding. So first he wanted to ask the question, but he didn't because it sounded like a very good svar. So back inside the Gemara now. But there is a Tanya, there is a Braisa delo krav acha bar Yaakov. That's against what he said, which doesn't hold of this distinction. What's the Braisa tell us? Hirotze lechel min behema kodem shetetze nafsha. Do you want to eat an animal, a piece of the animal, before it's dead? So apparently Rashi says it's apparently very healthy for a person to eat such a piece of meat. So then, chotech kezayitz basar mibeis hashchita. So after the animal is shechted, you cut a piece of meat right by the neck, right by that area, and then moloch yafa yafa, you salt it very, very well. Umadicha yafa yafa, you have to wash it very well for all the blood. Umamtin lei achetetan afsha, and then wait for it to die, and then ochlot. So what's going on here, I believe, is you shech the animal. Now it's still moving around, but it's shechted. So while it's still moving around, you remove a piece of the meat, and then you wait, 10 seconds till the animal just stops moving, and then after it's cleaned and salted, you're allowed to eat it. So getting the meat while it's still fresh and the animal moving, that's apparently very healthy. So the Gemara ended, the Brisa concludes, Echad ov de kachavim, Echad Yisrael mutarim behem. So we see even the goyim allowed to eat such a meat, even though the animal is still mifarcheses. And then the Gemara quotes a support for this, and then we'll go to Tosfos. Misai leil Rav Idi bar Avin, Damar Rav Idi bar Avin, Amar Rav Yitzchak bar Ashion, Harote lishiyavri. Person wants to become healthy. Chotech kedayis basim mibeisa shchitasa shabehema. He should remove a piece of the meat from the area where it's been shechted. Umolcha yafa yafa, madicha yafa yafa. Wash it, salt it well. Umamtin la'ad shetetu nafsha. Wait for the animal to actually drop dead, and then echad ovikocham, echad yisrael mutarin. Both. So at the end of the day, they're both equally permitted to eat such a piece of meat. We would invoke meek and meat, the Yisrael Shari, Rav Kacham Asr. No, this is an example where they're both equally permitted.
Why do you wait for it to die?
I'm not sure why. I don't know. For the guy, I believe, if you take a look at Rashi, who addresses at least Lagabe, the Goyim, he says, it could be made by all of them. Rashi writes, "Mamtin le achitet nafsha." Why do you wait? So he quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin, "Minayin she aser le echal mina behema kodem shetet nafsho tamlor lo sochel al hadam." It's a different iser. It's different than Eirim and Achai. Lo sochel al hadam is a classic lav shebechlalos, where there's a one pasuk, but there are like five different interpretations, and we accept all interpretations. One of them is a separate iser, again, not Eirim and Achai, but eating from an animal while still alive or at least still moving. That's where that iser comes from.
So normally we say that the guy can't eat it till it dies, but just in this case you can.
Eivir min achai is aser, and then this animal.
You only have to wait. The guy has to wait till if he stops moving around.
We also have to. That's what the Gemara is telling us. We can remove the meat before it stops moving around, but you can't eat from the meat.
Only specific from beis hashchita. From that list, you want to take a piece of meat from someplace else. Is that?
Same thing. Same exact thing. It's just apparently the Beis Hashchita is an area, I guess, that's healthier or something. I'm not sure exactly. Take a look at Tosna. Dir Masla Echad Ovi Kacham Echad Yisrael Mutarim Ba Mashma the Taima. Why they both equally mutter? Mishum Delek Amidi Dilisol Shari Ulov the Kacham Aser. Like Ricky had asked, like the Gemara had asked, there can't be anything that's more Mechamer by a guy than it is by us. The Tosna asks the question. We have a few places. V'tema the Beperik Arba Mitzvah Sanhedrin Daf Nun Tes Parich V'ha Ika Yifas Torar. That's permitted for us and not for them. So because they're also an Aser Eishes Ish is a Aser Deraisa. It's a Arayos for them as well. U'mishani Shani Ov the Kochavim Dela Bnei Kivush Ninu. They're not Bechlal the Parish of Bnei Kivush. Eishes Yifas Torar is only permitted in those who conquer. We're conquerors. The Goyim are not considered conquerors. They're not at least in the halachic understanding of conquerors. And therefore, they're not a part of that parsha of Yifas Torah. So it's permitted to us and not to them. It's just not shaykh to them. Hachanami, here as well, shiny of the kochavim de la b'nei shechita ninu. So too, that when it comes to this din here of the mefarcheses and the whole din of it dying, they're not shaykh the shechita at all, kedamar le'el. So, and therefore, that seems to be a different reason why maybe you shouldn't apply this concept of midi, because midi de Yisrael shari lo vikacham aser, because this is a parsha that's not even relevant to them. And he goes on to say, kedamar le'el, ve'ein lahak shows mehada amar perak dal misos ov de kochavim sheshavas chai misa, they're chai misa for keeping Shabbos, and we're not. Isn't that also an example where they get a more chamar dikar din than us? We're mutter, they're aser. And he writes further, "V'chein ha'osik b'Torah that they who are osik b'Torah, goy she'osik b'Torah is chay misa. The bedavar she mitzul Yisrael lasos lo shayach lemeimar mi'ikemide di Yisrael shari." He ends up saying that something that's shayach to a mitzvah, then it's not shayach to them. So Shabbos and Talmud Torah, which is only shayach to us, and they try to take our mitzvahs away, then they have more of a chamer din than we do. When it's something that's not shayach to a mitzvah at all, which is, I guess, something more like mishpatim, things that are understood, like zeil and killing, those are not necessarily mitzvahs. Those are just shevim b'nei noach, which are just things that are normal. So then we could say they can be more chamer than us. But if it's something that's a mitzvah, that has no tam b'davar, so then we would have more heterim than they would have. He ended up asking later on, Tosa goes on to say, what do you mean by what about a killing an uber, a fetus? The din is a ben noach that kills an uber, abortion, they're chayiv misa, but a Yisrael who performs abortion is not chayiv misa. So isn't that another exception? It's not a mitzvah. And yet, we're shari and they're usher. And the Gemara says, the Tosa ends up explaining that even for a yid who performs abortion, there's an iser, there's just no punishment. There's no different punishment. Exactly. So that's the adin. So Chassam Sofer explains the reason is because the din of meek and midi the Yisrael Shari and over the Chum Aser, that's in terms of the Kedusha, that we have more chumras to perform than they do. But in terms of punishments, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is more chas, he's more achmanas on us than he does for them. That's why for the goyim, anything that they violate, even if it's gzela, they're chai misa for gzela, they're chai misa for Avram and Achai, and we're not. So by punishments, we're more mekel, but in terms of what's mutar, what's aser, that's equal across the board, unless it's a parsha of a mitzvah, which is just unique to Am Yisrael.
Okay.
I look at Ram, I'm not sure. Okay, the Mishnah now tells us, Hashoche behema chayvof. A person shechs an animal, a wild animal, a bird, will yotzim him dam, and no blood came out of ksherim. It's permitted because there's no reason that blood has to come out to make it kosher. So it happens to shech the animal, to mamash a dry shchita, it's permitted. And not only that, v'ne'achalon b'yadayim usu'avos l'fish lo huchshar b'dam. You could eat with your hands, and the food won't become tameh. So the din is, we know the Gemara in Shabbos tells us, I think it's Daf Yud Ches, that the yadayim askanios heim, yadayim shnios, that the chacham made a gzeir, that all hands have a din da tumah midrabanim. Anything that I touch, I will make food tameh. But we already also know that food can only become tameh if it came into contact first with one of the seven mashkin, the seven liquids. So blood is one of the liquids. So if I shecht an animal and there's cow dripping down the meat, if my hands are not washed, and I touch the cow is now tameh. Because it first came into contact with dam, blood's one of the shiva mashkin, and my hands are dirty, so I made the cow tameh. But if it's a dry shechita, no blood comes out, so it wasn't hochsher. The meat wasn't hochsher yet, so even though my hands might be tameh, it can't make the cow tameh itself because it's not, it wasn't wet. Fine, that's the Tana Kama. Rabbi Shimon Omer, huchshar b'shechita. Rabbi Shimon feels that even the shechita alone, even though it might be a dry shechita, the shechita alone actually makes it roi l'kabel tumah. It's huchshar. Where's the sheva mashkim? There's no seven liquids. So look at Rashi. Huchshar b'shechita. Migo de shari shechita lach basar midei eivar minachai. Once the shechita removes the isra eivar minachai, it's matir the eivar minachai. So too, writes Rashi, mashvelei nami ochla legabri tumah. It also is able to make it into a davar food, into an ochel. If it removes its matir legabri the isser, it's matir in terms of a shame ochel. Because the whole idea of why does it, big machlokas, we discuss this many times in Ramban and Chinuch, why does Sheva Mashkim, what's a svara? Why food has to come into contact with the liquid to become roi la tumah? So the Chinuch and Ramban have an machlokas. Ramban writes ala Torah, because just like if I drop a dry cookie, a kid would pick it up and eat it, because it's dry. If I drop a wet lollipop and it falls on the ground, I hope the kids don't eat it because it picks up all the dirt. Ramban says, if something's liquidy, if something's moist, it's going to catch more dirt, more spiritual dirt, just like physically, it catches more dirt. The Chinuch says, no, the idea of liquid is because now the fruit is clean. I'm not going to eat a fruit right off the tree. I want to first clean it. So when I wipe a fruit, it now makes it roi, it makes it into a davar ochel, makes it into a food, it's machshir. So that second understanding, that chinuch, that's what Rashi's saying here as well. That Rabbi Shimon says, as long as it is now a step closer to becoming edible, even though it doesn't come into contact with blood or any liquid, the shechit itself is matir the Avram Nachai, it's also able to be matir into a davar ochel. That's Rabbi Shimon's understanding. And the Tana Kama again holds, you need to have blood there. Without blood, it's not hochshar l'tumah.
Would that do the Metilas Adam before shechita always?
Yeah. I guess so. But yeah, just Metilas Adam. Yeah, I would think so. But I don't know for sure. Nowadays, I mean, it's chulin. So only if you're eating chulin for truma or if it's a high level. We'll see in a second what the case might be here.
But the knife is touching it.
Yeah, but I imagine you're holding on to the head or something. If it go like that, I'm sure. I know it's held down by something, but I imagine it's a chashash, you might touch it. But the Gemara now says, Taima de la yatam hem dam, only because no blood came out, so that's why you could eat it with dirty hands. Ha yatam hem dam, if the blood did come out, you cannot eat the hand, the cow, the meat with dirty hands. Why am I? Because hands are secondary to mud. They're considered sheni. And the din is that the Gemara asks, why is it aser to eat it if you the blood that comes out? In my hands are only shnios, are second. Right, there's avatuma, there's rishon, there's sheni, there's shlishi. It always goes down. It digresses. So ein sheni osa shlishi bechulin. The second level tuma does not have the ability to make chulin tameh. It can't go shlishi. It doesn't work that way. It's not strong enough to affect the chulin. So what's the chashash? Umimai de bechul naskin. Who's ever talking about chulin? So maybe talking about kachim, and that's why sheni can make kachim shlishi. So who says we're talking about chulin? And Gemara said, I'll tell you why. Because the katani chaya, a wild animal, and dilu kachim chaya bekachim miika. We don't have chayas. There's no tzvi. There's no deer in the base of Mikdash. The base of Mikdash only accepts a behema or an oaf, never a chaya. So for the fact that the Mishnah uses an example of a chaya, it means we're not talking about kachim. So how then? What's the concern of my secondary hand, sheni, making the chulin shlishi? Can make a chulin shlishi? Gemara asks a serious question, going back and forth now, like four different questions. It's like a ping pong here. So then the Gemara says, Vesu, Iba Kachim. Now, if we really are talking about Kachim, though, Ki lo yatmem dam kshera. So then, if no blood comes out, would it be a good shechita? Kshera? Who? Atzmol adam hu tzarech. We need the shechita. The whole point of karbanos is not for the animal, it's really for the blood. So if there's no blood that's there, why would this be a good shechita? It's not a good shechita. You need the dam. So if it's Kachim, it's not a good shechita. Vesu, moreover, Iba Kachim, if we're referring to Kachim, Ki yatmem dam, if dam were to come out, Mi machshir, is the blood of kachim going to machshir anyways? V'ha amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba amar Rabbi Yochanan minayin lekachim she'enu machshir, that the blood of kachim is not machshir the kachim. We don't care about the dam shenemar al ha'aretz tishbichenu kamayim, that blood which falls out like water, dam shenishbach kamayim machshir, that which spills out like water is machshir food. That which is she'enu nishbach kamayim, that which does not spill out like water, ain't a machshir. And by kachim, we don't want the mayim to be nishbach, the blood to be nishbach. We want to catch it. So the dam of kachim doesn't affect it either way. Visu, and iba kachim, if we really are talking about kachim, ki lo yata miyam dam, and even if dam doesn't come out, it's still lo miskashe. It's not going to be huchshir. We don't care about the dam. It's liskashe b'chibas hakodesh, which we see in many places, that the very presence of the carbon in the Beis HaMikdash, that chibas hakodesh, the kaimelon, chibas hakodesh michshartam. So even if no blood came out, so the Gemara end up saying, blood doesn't make is not a factor by kachim, and whether there is or isn't, it's not going to affect it. And it's not the dam anyways, it's really the chibas kodesh that's machshir. So based on these four or five different questions, unclear exactly why there's a meaning, we're talking about chulin for sure, and we're talking about chulin, how could my yadayim, which are only shniyos, how could they make shlishi chulin to shlishi? It doesn't exist. Sheni ain't also shlishi by chulin. So Gemara ends up saying here, there's an interesting toast, I'm not going to do it, but for those who want, there's a small toast, Dira Mashkal Shoche, it talks about kisi adam and how blood spills and chaya and behem, if you want to take a look at there. Anyways, the Gemara says, last few lines of the Amud here. Amr Rabbi Nachman, Amr of Rabba Baravua, we're talking about chulin that was bought using meiser sheni fruit, money rather. So udulo k'rei meir, not like Rabbi Meir. So what's the machlokas? The Mishnah tells us, going on to Amud Beis now, the Mishnah is found in Maseches Par, in the first parak of, the 11th parak of Maseches Par. Kol haton b'yasmayim medivrei sofrim, that which requires going into water on a divrei sofrim level, on a derabban level, that meaning on deraisa, it's tahor. But chacham made a gzera, such as yadayim, yadayim is an example, the hands are an example, that medivraisa, my hands are tameh, a tahor rather. But chacham thought, since my hands are always askanio, since they're always moving around, they made a din of tameh, I have to wash my hands before touching something tahor. And Tosafot Rashi brings all the other examples based on the Gemara and Shabbos, all the various gzeras medirbanon on tumah. So again, kol haton b'yasmayim midivrei sofrim, that which requires going into the water on a derabbanan level only, it has the ability, those items, such as the hands, are mitamei et hakodesh. If I touch kodesh, the hekdesh is considered now tamei, and which means it's not only tamei, but it has the ability to be mitamei something else. And polos is a truma, if I touch shuma, the truma is now disqualified, but doesn't have the potency to mitamei something else. That's the difference between posel and metame. Metame is it can take it one level further, and posa means, no, this one's disqualified, but can't disqualify the next item that it might touch. So that's all by Kodesh and Chuma. Umuter b'chulin uvimaiser divi Rabbi Meir. But my hands, my yadayin, which are shneos, do not have the ability to contaminate chulin, nor does it have the ability to contaminate meiser. But that sheet, that's Rabbi Meir. Chachamim omrim, chachamim osrim b'maiser. Chacham argue and say that no, that the maiser, food bought with maiser sheni, does have the ability, maiser sheni in general, is able to become pasel with yadayim, and therefore chulin bought with maiser sheni money. If I have maiser sheni money and I buy a cow, this cow now has a kedusha maiser sheni, and if I were to touch it with my hand, it would become shlishi and it would become pasel. Asks the Gemara, maskev la Rav Shimi bar Ashi mimai. How do you know? Dilma ad kan lo pligi rabbanan aleh de Rabbi Meir. This machlokus between rabbanan and Rabbi Meir by Maaser Sheni may only be ella beachilas Maaser when it comes to eating Maaser Sheni, that you may not eat it when a person is a tame. Aval benegia de Maaser veachila de chulin lo pligi. The Gemara doesn't say, the Brayis doesn't mention anything about touching the Maaser Sheni. Maybe it's only referring to eating the Maaser Sheni. That's where there's a machlokus. And v'ha negia he, and this is a case of negia, because it says mitikatani nechalim biyadayim musuavos, that they're eating it with a dirty hand, mi laskina de kasafi lechavri, that someone else is touching it. Meaning, based on this brayis, it seems that the concern is not one who the touching is not the concern; it's the concern of eating it. So that there's no raya from this case here that Chachamim would necessarily agree that touching Maaser Sheni would become contaminated. It may only be if one eats it. You may not eat the Maaser Sheni. It's usher to eat it, but may be mutter to touch Maaser Sheni with the Yadayim. So we still don't know how to establish our mission, Amun Aleph. What's the case where Sheni is Osa Shlishi?
So when it's a loskin and the Kasafi Lechavri, I mean, that the Chavra has his Yadayim Tmeos, right? The Chavar is feeding him.
Exactly.
Why can't it be that he himself is feeding himself and his Yadayim are also not?
Because it says Nechalin as opposed to Ochlin. Nechalin is being eaten. Exactly. So we don't care what this guy said. Someone else who has Yadayim Taros are feeding him. So the emphasis is on that it's being eaten as opposed to it being touched. So we have no raya that case is going to Metamim. Exactly. Right.
I was feeding him, his hands were tummy.
I think we're tahor. We're not concerned with someone else's hand. The whole emphasis is that the eating is taking place. Or his hands are tummy.
Right.
But the concern is not whether his hands are tummy or tahor. It's all about whether you're eating it or not.
Right.
So Gemara then says, Ella, so what's the understanding of the mission? Amun Aleph, Ella must be Amar Papa. We're talking about where the hands are actually considered Rishon, not Sheni, Rishon. And Rishon does have the ability to make something else Sheni, to make Chulin Sheni. So who holds this way? Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, the Sanya, the Raisa tells us that Ein Yadayim Tchilos L'Chulin, but Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer Mishum Rabbi Meir, Yadayim are Tchilos L'Chulin Vishnias L'Tshuma. The hands are considered level one, and therefore can make Chulin Sheni. And their shniyos are considered level two for chuma and can make chuma shlishi. So Gemara wants to just understand his opinion for a moment. Tchilas lechulin in lechuma lo. They're only rishon legabe chulin, but they're only sheni legabe chuma. That doesn't make any sense. And Gemara says no lo hachi kamar. Tchilas af lechulin and shniyos lechuma in lechulin lo. In other words, if the yadayim, we haven't established how hands become rishon yet, but in a case where hands become tchilos, which become rishon, they're equally rishon legabe chulin as they are legabe chuma. If yadayim are only shniyos, if they're only second level tame, so then it only has the ability to be metame or really to posel a chuma, but does not have the ability to posel chulin. But what comes out from all this, though, we see that there is an example of, according to Bishum and Elazar, that hands can be tchilos, rishon, which then can make chulin possible. And that's the understanding of the Mishnah. It's Shitas Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Elazar. And the Gemara said, wait a second. Is there such an example? Miiki Yadayim Tchilos? Where do you ever have the Yadayim or Tchilos? We always have Yadayim or Shniyos, but to have them Tchilos, where does such a case example exist? In the Gemara says, yes, we do have the Sani, the Brayis that teaches us, Hichnis Yodov Lebeis HaManuga. Let's say a person sticks his hand inside a house, a Beis HaManuga, a house that has Saras on it. So what's the din? So the Gemara says that, where the line go? One second here. Hichni Yadav Lebeis HaManuga. Yadav Tchilos Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, if you stick your hand inside a Beis HaManuga, inside a Beis of Saras, the hand become Tchilos. However, Chachamim Omrim, they argue and say, Yadav Shniyos, no, the hands are only secondary level. So what's the machlok? Because if I stick my hand inside a house that has a tzaras on it, according to Rabbi Kiva, the hands are Tamei, first Tchilos, but according to Chachamim, the hands are only secondary level, they're only Shniyos. And the Gemara explains this machlokas. The Chul Yama, everybody agrees, Bia B'mikzas Lo Shmei Bia. If a person were to go into a Beis HaManuga entirely, his whole body, everybody agrees he's Tamei, Medraisa. If you only go partially in, Bia B'mikzas, you're not really Tamei on a deraisa level. Bia b'miksas lo shma bia. But hacha, here in our case, how come they both go there on the yadayin that go bia b'miksas? Because there are yadav atu gufo. There's a chashash. If my hands go in, that might lead my entire body to go in. So there are goes there that there's going to be some level of tumah on the yadayim, even though it's only a partial bia. So Mar Saver 1 holds yadav kegufo, shavin rabbanim. When they made the gzer on the hands, they made it just like the body. So just like the body, if the body were to go entirely in, the body would be tchilos, would be rishon. So too the gzer in yadayim is tchilos as well. That's the shita of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. But Mar Savar, but according to the second opinion, that's Rabbi Kiva rather, and who's the same opinion as Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. But according to Chachamim, who felt that Yadayim only shnios, Mar Savar Yadayim ki Yadayim de Alma Shavini Rabbanim. The Yadayim in the case of Beis HaMenuga, we use the model of Yadayim in general. And in general, we know the Chachamim said that hands are shnios. So too, in the example of the Beis HaMenuga, Yadayim are also no more, no worse than shnios. So that's the Machlokas.
So when the Gemara asks, Umika Yadayim Tchilas, meaning, is there a case where only the Yadayim and not the Guf are Tchilas? Is that the question? That is,
yeah, exactly. Because
meaning we have cases where the whole goof is erased.
Yeah, for sure. That's 100%.
So they want to know which case only the yadayim
exactly.
And the goof remains and the goof is okay.
Yeah, exactly. A person, Tommy Mace, that's Rishon. A person's a Nida, a Zav, a Balkar, all these are Rishon.
So the yadayim are also Rishon, but then they want to know which case.
Exactly. But it has to be only Midira Banan because yadayim are, you never have yadayim on a derice level that is separate from the body. They always go hand in hand, right. No pun intended. But the yadayim here is an example of a Gzeira, Midirei Sofrim, where there's going to be tchilos. This is the one example where they're tchilos by the case of Beis HaMenuga. So the Gemara says, so who authored a Mishnah? It must have been the opinion of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. So asks the Gemara, V'lok meki Rabbi Akiva, damer yadav tchilos havin. Rabbi Akiva also says that yadayim tchilos. Rabbi Shimon's talking about a case of tchilos, but he didn't give you the example when yadayim are tchilos. Rabbi Akiva is really the one who explains when yadayim are tchilos, namely the case of Beis HaMenuga. Hichnis yadav le-Beis HaMenuga. So why not attribute to Rabbi Akiva? And not only that, it's not just stam. This is very appropriate to establish it like Rabbi Akiva, because Rashi explains, if you look at Rashi, two wide lines down at the end of the line, the last two words, V'nokme l'masnizin ki Rabbi Akiva, why Rabbi Akiva? D'hosti masahu, v'rubo d'stama leave the Rabbi Akiva. Whenever there's a stam misha, which means that there's no author, that's stated explicitly in the misha, most of the stam mishas are like Rabbi Akiva. The stam mishnah is Rabbi Meir, stam sifra is Rabbi Yehuda, and v'kula, all of them is a leave the Rabbi Akiva. They're all tamidim Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara goes on through the stam, all the different midrashim, stam tosefta, stam, it's always a talmud of Rabbi Akiva, so it would be make much more sense to establish it like Rabbi Akiva than that of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. To which the Gemara says, Dilma ki kama Rabbi Akiva, hani mi libi chuma v'kajim d'chamiri. Maybe Rabbi Akiva only goes so far to say, by the case of Beis HaMenuga, the Yadayim are tchilos only with respect to chuma and kajim, which are higher levels. Aval l'chulin shneos haven. But maybe, when it comes to chulin, he would agree that even by Beis HaMenuga, the hands should only be like shneos. Meaning, we don't have an explicit example. He doesn't say explicitly that Yadayim are tchilos l'gabi chulin, while Rabbi Shimon does explicitly say that Yadayim are tchilos l'gabi chulin. So then the Gemara says, "V'lahave nami shnios, let them be shnios, because even if they are shnios, legabe chulim." Apparently, Rabbi Kiva holds the hashamino lelei the Rabbi Kiva in the last one of the last mishnayos in the end of the first parak of Pesachim. Rabbi Kiva holds the amar sheni osa shlishi bechulin. He actually holds that shnios are sufficient to make chulin shlishi. The Tanan, the Mishnah says, bo bayom that very day, darish Rabbi Kiva darshin bechochli cheres vegomer yitama. Tamei lo nemar, then say it becomes tamei ela yitama. It makes something else tamei as well. The tamei acherim li made. What do we learn from this pasuk? Al kikar sheni shu osa shlishi bechulin. That sheni has the ability to make shlishi even in the world of chulin. So let it be Rabbi Kiva and let them be shnios. He would still work well in this mishnah. So have a shochi was shechting the animal and his hands are shnios and there's blood dripping down. He can make the chulin shlishi according to Rabbi Kiva and everything makes a lot of sense. The Gemara says no. Dilmahani mile de tuma deraisa about bedirbanan lo. Perhaps it's only true that sheni could osa shlishi if the source of the tuma is a deraisa. Rashi gives the example of a sheret. If the person's tamei because of a sheret, so now I'm tamei deraisa, and my hands, I guess, may only be shnios of some sort, or maybe I'm, I don't know, I got sheni some sort. The initial source was a sheret, I'm now a sheni, now I can make a chulin shlishi. But if the initial source of tumah is only midirabanam, that a general concept of yadayim shneil saying that's only midirabanam, that that does not have the potency to make chulin shlishi. So there is no raya.
It says limit on kikar sheni, meaning you touch a sheretz, you are rishon, then you touch a kikar that sheni, and that kikar, according to Rav Akiva, might make it shlishi. Isn't that the case?
That's the case of the Mishnah, but I think our case is where the Adam is sheni, though.
Right.
Yeah, but you're right.
Okay, the case in the Mishnah is that
the food, exactly.
The sheretz, he's rishon.
Right.
The klicheres, right? Wasn't the food in the klicheres so that when the sheretz goes in there, it makes everything inside.
But that becomes sheni. And then he touches something outside that becomes shlishi.
Right, so the sheretz falls in, and then it makes the food sheni, and then the sheni makes another food shlishi. So now, in our case, the shochet, I'm a sheni, and then I want to make the chulin shlishi.
But we hold that sheni never makes anything.
Does not make food, I believe. Never. I believe so.
Right.
Okay, the Gemara now says, last 10 lines or so of the Amud, the Gemara explains that Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Shaya, Hacha, he's talking about a different example of the Mishnah, a different explanation of the Mishnah, is as follows. Hacha b'chulin shenasu al taras ha-kodesh ha-skirin. It's talking about a chulin that really it's chulin, but a number of great tzaddikim wanted to be very careful in how they ate chulin. They treated it as if they were eating hekdesh to prepare themselves in the case, in situations where they were eating actual hekdesh, they'd already be regulated to treating with a proper kedusha. So we're talking about eating chulin with, again, the treatment of taras ha-kodesh. Delok Rabbi Yeshua, not like Rabbi Yeshua. So what's the machlokis here between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Elazar about Taurus HaKodesh? So Gemara explains as follows. Gemara says, the Tanya quotes a brisa Rabbi Eliezer, Omer ha'ochel ocha rishon. Rishon, a person who eats something that's rishon latuma, the person himself, the gavra himself, becomes rishon latuma. Sheni, the guy eats something that's only sheni latuma, then he becomes sheni himself. If he eats shlishi, shlishi. So whatever the food he is what he eats, right? Fine. So sheni, he's sheni, shlishi, shlishi, and so on. Rabbi Yeshua, Omer, Rabbi Yeshua argument is no. Ha'ochel ocha rishon, one who eats one level of a rishon, that's without which is only tamei berishon, then sheni, the person becomes a sheni, and this is how we paskim. If a guy is a sheni, rather he's eating something that's a sheni, he becomes a shlishi. And the Gemara says, sheni l'kodesh, v'ein sheni l'tshuma. Sheni only has ability to make kodesh shlishi, but does not have the ability, but not sheni l'tshuma. Right? I'm sorry, sheni l'kodesh has the ability to make a person shlishi, but the sheni b'tshuma does not have the ability to make a person shlishi. And then the Gemara says, b'chulin shenasu al taras ha'tshuma, this talking about a person who accepted upon himself chulin, to treat it like tshuma. So we see from here that since Rabbi Yeshua holds that by tshuma, sheni does not owe us a shlishi, so that means chulin as well, that's treated like tshuma, also sheni eino osa shlishi. And he says, again, chulin nasa al taras tshuma, al taras tshuma in, al taras kodesh lo. So this is only true of taras tshuma. We have this din here, that it's able to make the, second here. So the Gemara's Medayik, that this is true, that the chulin is nasa al taras tshuma, person is makabel himself to eat chulin, and treating it like eating taras tshuma, so it has the same exact din as tshuma. And the Gemara's Medayik here, and therefore, if you touch a tshuma, a person will become, will make shlishi. But the Gemara's Medayik, it's only true al taras tshuma in. This only has the same potency when you're accepting chulin to be eaten like taras tshuma. Al taras hakodesh lo, however, the person wants to eat chulin with the treatment of taras hakodesh, that would not take on the same dinim. Kesavar chulin shenas al taras hakodesh less pu shlishi. That does not have the ability to make something shlishi. So again, our case here is where a person is treating the chulin like nas al taras hakodesh, and that's why the sheni can make the chulin to shlishi, but that's only according to Rabbi Eliezer. Because apparently, according to Rabbi Yeshua, chulin nas al taras hakodesh does not have the ability to make sheni into shlishi. Now, it is counterintuitive. We're going to stop here. We'll continue tomorrow. But it does sound counterintuitive because chulin shenasa taras hakodesh would seemingly be more chamer than that which is nasana al taras tshuma. But Mir Tashem will pick up tomorrow.
So now we're finding that when you use the